702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist, good morning. Let's start with these Mexican hostages released by gunmen, including 22 impoverished migrants. What's this about?
Yeah, these gunmen, they raided a hotel in the central Mexican city of Matehuala, and they took 38 people hostage, essentially, and obviously were going to demand ransoms. But amongst the 38, 16 Mexicans, but 22 migrants, it's thought mainly from Haiti and Cuba. Taking a migrant hostage isn't really going to do you much good, because how do you get the ransom? Who's going to pay? How would you find them to pay? They also, by the way, in raiding this hotel, took the logbook. So there were all their identity numbers and other things in the logbook. I guess they were trying to nail that down. Who'd they take it? Anyway, they released the foreigners. They released the Mexicans first, and then they released the foreign migrant workers second. And whilst the Mexicans were released more or less close to a town, they were fine. The migrants were left beside a dirt road in the middle of absolutely nowhere. So even in a hostage situation, migrants get a raw deal, don't they? They're fine. They're all alive. Now, though, the attorney general for this particular Mexican state says he's going to look at the migratory status of these people. So the 22 could find themselves freed from armed gunmen and then kicked out of the country if their status is deemed not to allow them to stay. Can you imagine? Oh.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours, does it not? Talk to me about anti-vax Catholic cardinals.
Yes, there might be the odd Catholic cardinal who needs to go out there and get the right piece of information about what they do with their COVID jab. The Pope says he does not know how to explain that there are vaccine-hesitant cardinals in the Catholic Church. As the Pope put it, Pope Francis said, it's a bit strange because humanity has a history of friendship with vaccines. This is Francis talking to reporters during a flight to Italy from Slovakia. As the Pontiff said, he, by the way, has been vaccinated. I believe the Pope has been double vaccinated. He says that he has encouraged people to get jabbed for the common good. And he indeed said that previously one cardinal did end up in intensive care in hospital with COVID-19. So he's scratching his head as to who hasn't had the vax. Which cardinal or cardinals have not? And are they wearing special coloured cassocks? Because don't they do that in the Catholic Church? They all have colours to denote certain things. I'm wondering if maybe a kind of yellow or a light blue one might suggest vaccine hesitancy. And, of course, if you were that cardinal thinking, I'm not sure if I should have it, you've now got all the doubt to go all with all that Catholic guilt.
Careful, Adam. Well, talk to me about the Queen and her North Korean message.
Yeah, we had this confirmed on the day that North Korea was testing another ballistic missile, I think the latest one from a train. And Buckingham Palace just happened to have confirmed on this day that the Queen's sent a positive message to North Korea. She did it actually on North Korea's National Day, so a little while ago. One congratulates Un, I can imagine it saying, but in fact it said good wishes for the future. So not a sentiment necessarily echoed by, well, anyone's government, apart from maybe China. Is anyone else sending goodwill messages through Kim Jong-un? I also wonder, maybe the Queen is thinking that a little bit of jaw-jaw, not war-war, might help in the situation, seeking peace, keep the lines open. Or, I put it to you, Bongani, maybe the Buckingham Palace has just got one of those awful tick lists that comes up on your phone. Anniversary, send off the message. Special day, Bongani's birthday, national holiday in North Korea, that sort of thing. And they sent the message without even thinking about it.
And ordinarily, I suppose, perhaps no one would have noticed, but because, as you say, of that test, the timing didn't quite work out for them. Adam Gilchrist, this morning's Worldview.